Hey, there we go.
We do podcasts by nature, it's in our blood. Stay posted in the magic and spreading love. Four guys on the pod every week. Live Twitch feed for the fans, what a treat. Find us on the internet with all the pods. Stacking up downloads so we become demigods. There ain't no limit to our peak. Fortune and fame is all we ever seek. Everyone listen to a new low today. Everyone listen to a new low today.
It's right. Your boy. Back.
I freaking totally forgot to make a drink. Why did we go live?
Bum, bum, bum.
Welcome to a new low. Welcome back to a new low. I'm El Greg. I'm here with Scott by Scott.
What
it do? Hey, Squiggle.
This guy
also known as
AKA
Jeffrey.
Christopher Jackson.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy? All right, time for my new segment. Shots.
That's
with
the
Scott.
Way I feel too. Yes.
Greg, hit it. Shots with Scott. Hit it.
Let's get it.
play the intro. Shots with Scott. Hit it.
Shots with Scott.
Where is Scott now?
All right.
Huge, huge shout out to Greg Panetta.
That's it?
All right, perfect, perfect.
The drink intro. With Shots with Scott. This week on Shots with Scott, I got a brand new shot for you guys. You've heard of the COVID-19 shot. You've heard of the flu shot. Have you heard of the Hanta virus shot, baby? It's the kids are doing it these days. It's going around. It's on the cruise ships. The cruises love it.
James, Scott's going to have three by the time he hits New York.
Have you got your Hanta virus shot yet?
Yeah, no. I got enough jabs to last me a lifetime. We're good to go.
Hell yeah, brother.
We're good to go.
Start of the new pandemic. Do we start a new podcast with this new pandemic that's about to start?
Shit, we might revitalize the Zoom.
The Friday night Zoom when we're all locked down again. Yeah. There's going to be no lockdown with this administration.
Well,
they don't believe brown people exist. I don't think we're getting COVID lockdowns.
All right, we're off to a hell of a start.
Wait, they were the administration in power last time there was a lockdown. What do you
No, saying? That was a measured administration. This is a balls to the wall, I'm dying in office administration. We thought it was bad when he was like measured.
Hey,
choo choo. Choo choo. Calibo. You shout out.
Never too choo-choo.
Good job, everybody. Thank
Greg,
you.
What are you drinking tonight for our Shots with Scott segment?
I'm having vodka Sprite, Tito's and Sprite Zero. Oh, Sprite Zero sugar. And
Tito's
vodka.
Zero, Sprite 8%. James, what are you drinking?
I'm sticking with the Seis de Mayo. I'm having a chelada. Have you guys ever had a chelada?
Oh, those are good.
I love chiladas.
They're also like 3.5%.
It's the tomato and the beer flavor for me.
Somehow,
delicious.
Was this the new Scott thing where he just tells you what the percentage of alcohol you're currently drinking?
Yep. James, read that percentage for us.
I believe it's 4 or something, but let's find out here.
I thought those micheladas.
3.5, Gordon.
You're right, 3.5%.
Like, there, look at that. There we go. I have a
zooming and panning, and
I have a 0% Dr. Pepper zero sugar coconut.
Coconut,
creamy coconut. It tastes exactly what you think it tastes like. It tastes like.
Put that thing down,
man. Dr. Pepper flavors, and when they do the zero sugar ones as well, they do them right. Like they're flavored
coconut flavor though. That is
Dr. Pepper.
Terrible.
This is actually good.
But there's a black cherry. There's the just
black cherries. All
cherry,
raspberry or something.
The vanilla. Man,
I do enjoy a good vanilla.
Crazy.
I honestly, I don't like vanilla or coconut.
whoa!
What
pasta? No, vanilla, sir. And coconut.
Yeah.
Anything that's white.
I got a lot of hot takes these past few weeks. You guys better cut it out.
Come on, brother. And another thing. Pasta.
Yeah, they used to only be able to sell 3.5% alcohol on Sundays in Colorado.
Oh, wow. They
finally made it okay to get the real stuff on Sundays. So you had to do your Super Bowl shopping.
Or way in advance. Before,
yeah. Like last minute. Or while you're drinking 3.5. And that's 3.2, not 3.5. 3.2. Oh. Kelly said 3.5, but it's actually was 3.2.
Oh, yeah.
3.2 was the number.
I do remember that,
but
when my parents first moved out there, that was the deal. It was like Sunday, Saturday night. It's like better get the beers in because tomorrow you got to go to the grocery store and get 3.2 because everything else is closed.
But the restaurants were serving it and stuff, which was fine. But yeah, like last minute, oh, people are coming over. I'm like, we're gonna have 3.2 Miller Lights. They taste the same.
Just gonna have to shot. Gonna go out of shotgun.
Drink 25 of them.
Man, is there room? There's a lot of Golden Knights in the penalty box.
Are we on a double?
5-on-3 power play.
5-on-3.
It's only 3 seconds.
That's what she said.
4 seconds. So you're fine. All right. Well, I have a question.
Hey guys, I got a question for you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I got a question for you guys.
What is, if there is one, Scott may not have one, but there a movie that you can recite every line to? Or pretty much you could watch it and just be quoting it throughout?
It used to be Wedding Crashers, but I haven't watched it in so long. It's been quite a while. But yeah, that was one I used to watch all the time. And the Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn dynamic is always fantastic.
No, it's crazy. We crash weddings.
You better lock it up.
That's it. That's perfect.
I was never a movie quote guy, as you guys can imagine.
Memorizer.
Everybody in like elementary school, all the kids would be like citing like Happy Gilmore lines. And then I'd be like, yeah, I've seen it. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Is it a special type of person that does that, or am I the outlier?
He was special. He was special.
Isn't like an autism thing to recite every line? Because I felt like it was a certain group of kids who.
Well, it's like there was a time where I memorized all the songs. You know, the words to every song. Mm-hmm. I buy an album and I would sit there listen to it through multiple times, reading the lyrics. Because they're usually in the fold-out from the CD or cassette or an album cover. Albums sometimes even have them in the albums. And at some point, well, they had to do a lot to do with digital music because stopped learning all the words to the songs.
Yeah, it used
but there
to be
were
like
songs that you never owned that you heard on the radio all the time that you got the words completely wrong.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah, for sure.
But movie-wise, I know a lot of lines from Wedding Singer, yes, but Valley Girl, the movie Valley Girl.
Whoa.
Nicolas Cage, Deborah Foreman from the 80s. A movie I should not have been seeing.
Alexander Hamilton once got a Valley Girl on the White House lawn.
I remember when my parents got divorced, my dad had an apartment and had pay-per-view kind of movies.
Hey, now.
Watched Valley Girl. When I was like 12 or 13.
Did he have a black box where you got it off for free?
Still one of my favorite movies to this day. I had one of the best soundtrack, classic 80s soundtrack from the movie Valley Girl.
I don't know if I've ever seen
never heard of it.
So I know a lot of lines. I remember watching it with this girl I was dating, and she said she loved the movie. But when I kept saying the lines before they said them in the movie, she got mad. She said, I can't enjoy this. You keep saying the lines.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So you're correct. I'm sorry.
The only movie that I remembered any lines was like Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
There you go. That's a good one. Yeah.
That was like the one movie in school where I watched it several times. And back when Jim Carrey was...
The one-liners.
A god.
His facial expressions.
Kelly mentioned Napoleon Dynamite. And like I just remember the classic lines. Your mom goes to college.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever seen that. And, start to finish. Like,
Napoleon, give me some of those tots. Yeah. No, these are my tots.
Nacho Libre, that's another good one.
And vote for Pedro.
I do enjoy Nacho Libre. I don't know if I know any lines from it.
Sometimes we wear stretchy pants. He's for fun.
It wasn't until I married Kendra that I knew that there was a post-credit scene of Napoleon Dynamite. Did you guys know that?
Did you know
there's a post-credit scene in Napoleon Dynamite?
Did not.
What is it? Pedro wins the election?
Classic.
I've never seen the movie.
Well, if you remember his Napoleon's brother saying he's talking to hot chicks online, or hot babes.
Oh, yeah,
talking to hot babes online.
And then this girl gets off the bus. It's a, you know, beautiful black woman.
Is it a well-endowed? And, I was about to say well-endowed.
No, she was great. And then, so the after credit scene is them. There's a wedding.
Oh, really?
There's a wedding for those two. Wow. I had no idea. And then Kendra, so you didn't know this?
What do I feel like I've like seen that scene, but I haven't seen the movie?
It's possible.
It's a possibility. Mm.
But it's so funny. It's like that movie came out of nowhere. It's like not even, it was just so bizarre. And it's just something that people weren't ready for.
Yeah.
Just nonsense.
Yeah, I heard it's good. It's on my DVR. Don't spoil it. Oh, look, there's another Anaheim power play.
Yeah, they're finished. Well, that's the, wow, they had a full-on 5-on-3 again. All right, let me ban this person. Thank you.
What is Joe? What have you, Joe, what was your, Joe's been quiet lately. Is Joe's mic working?
Yeah, it's working.
Is it?
I think Joe's point is right.
That's wrong, Joe. Did you hit anything on your way to
look at
the
them,
show?
Look at you, not ready.
Anything on your way to
look
show?
At them, look at you, not ready.
Pineda?
The worst joke.
The first low life, low light this week is from Kelly M. Pineda. That's it right that time. That's it right?
Yeah, no. Today was the first day I felt great. After like the first 2 days, I thought I was going to die. I had to ice my entire body. It was so fucking horrible. But now I feel lumber. I feel loose.
The lumber
conditioning.
Like conditioning. How much? How many pieces of wood do you feel right now?
Wow, Farzad.
Oh, that was a classic laugh.
Kyle laugh too.
Oh, that was a.
That's the drip. Wow. I have that drop.
Limber. I have that drop. Limber.
That's an old
I got a rust. The rusty axle laugh.
That's right. You're a drum boy.
Oh, I miss Kyle.
That was classic.
We should get Kyle back on the show.
Yes.
More than this James guy, because he is awful.
I got
a question for you guys. Whoa. If you guys had to rob a bank.
I got a question for you guys.
How would you do it?
If we had to what?
Rob a bank.
Oh, shit.
In this era, because, you know,
era.
Old West just come in, guns blazing, you know.
In this era.
I just think you got to do the, I think you got to do the note over the counter.
What about the 90s? What would you do in the 90s?
90s, mask, probably president's
hell yeah.
Mask. And, come in with machine gun, but. With blanks.
Oh my god, Machine Gun Kelly's in there, and while he's distracting everyone, you rob the vault. That's a good one.
Yep, totally.
Would you guys try to train gorillas to do it?
That's exactly where I was going.
Have you guys ever worked in a, hold on, before real quick, did you guys ever work in a bank?
Oh, we all did.
Naked.
Of course we haven't worked. Oh yeah, I forgot Greg worked in the bank. He's always been a numbers
guy. You were
a
bank teller? I thought it was always just good
Kendra was
women.
A bank teller as well. Not at the bank I worked at.
More like bank tell him, am I right?
It's just like baristas. Have you ever seen a male barista? Ever.
All the time.
You live in the city, or you live near the town where they have all the topless ones, right?
They do have a couple bikini ones, but...
The drive-through bikini.
They're not topless.
Yeah. Oh my god!
They're not topless.
In a bikini, there might be a problem. or topless, it might be a problem.
The drive-through bikini coffee shop is crazy to me.
It's funny.
James, have you gone?
Negative. But there's one next to a lumber mill that we have like probably 10 minutes away from us.
Joe's Lumber.
It's Limber.
And apparently the lumber mill's wives complained so much that the agent, the lady, they were selling the Bikini Barista, or they just bought it. So the Bikini Barista just started, and the lumber mill's employees' wives complained so much that they almost shut it down. Yeah. Pretty funny.
What a buzz.
Yeah, that's us. That's us. Backwoods.
Old Fat Tank. Huge shout out, Old Fat Tank. Welcome back, brother.
Did somebody say Bikini Baristas?
I heard Bikini Baristas.
So what were you saying, Scott?
Got excited.
Are you saying they were training gorillas?
I heard they were training gorillas to rob a bank. Because what are you going to, you going to stop a gorilla from robbing a bank?
No,
absolutely not. Take it all. But yeah, that's where I was going to. I was going to say train a bunch of animals.
You know what you should do is you take gorillas, but you put them in gorilla costumes, so then they think it's a person in a gorilla costume, but it's a gorilla in a gorilla costume.
I always thought if I had the ability to teleport or be invisible, but teleport mainly because of the locked doors.
Go to a men's locker room.
So, like, within a bank, there's the vault where they have the safe deposit boxes, and then there's a cash room that's through another security door within the vault.
Mm.
So, if you could teleport into that cash room, the drawers aren't really, they're not really locked because the door's the, you know, where you take your cash at night or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that door's not really locked. But if you could just teleport into that room, I mean, the drawers aren't really locked, the door's locked, but the drawers are just open with the cash and stuff. If you could teleport into that room, then you could just grab the cash.
Well, you didn't mention we could have superpowers.
Well, I know, but that's when I thought of when I worked in a bank, when I found out how it worked and how they kept it.
Yeah, that's right.
But could you teleport out with the money? Wouldn't the money stay there if only you're teleporting out?
That's the thing. That's the thing. I don't know.
Money gets stuck at the wall.
You could put it in a place like so. As in, if I worked at the bank, I'd just put it in a place.
In your butthole? Oh.
Within. I could move it within the room where it's not where it's supposed to be. So I could go in as an employee and grab it.
Uh-huh.
After it was missing because they're like, well, why is his butt picker? There's cash in his underwear.
Busted. You put it in your butt and then you try to teleport, but.
But that's true. If you can
pulls it out of your butt still because you're
if you can teleport holding stuff. But what about clothes? Are you wearing clothes when you teleport?
You know what?
I don't know, man.
Pretty sure
we'd have to be naked. I think we'd have to be naked.
Well, I know.
If you could teleport naked anywhere,
but what if you had?
Where would it be?
The gym with all the other naked guys.
You don't need to teleport for that. You just walk in the goddamn locker room and fucking oldest dude in the gym's just out there with his fucking Johnsons swinging in the wind, fucking patting down his balls,
lifting with their leg, drying
towel, yeah, drying got his leg on the bench,
the heaters, I mean the hand dryers. That's for your hands, folks, not for your saggy ass balls.
Oh, his balls on his shoulder, drying them off on the. God. Dyson puts him in the little Dyson Floby thing where you put your hands inside, but he just drops his balls in there.
Right. That makes sense for that one because it's got those, it's almost giant ball shape.
You know, yeah, it's very, very true.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
You guys ever been to the Sphere in Vegas? You guys ever
been negative? To
funny story about that. No.
All right.
Well, I have been, as I've discussed on the show, went to see the Wizard of Oz, and
I went to the
come
sphere.
To find out, I'm going again.
What?
Going to
huge
going
news.
To see
Eagles.
A couple shows there.
You too.
Going to see Metallica.
There you go. I was going to say Metallica.
That was the band I was looking for.
going to in October. My on St. Patrick's Day, I was hanging out with my buddy Joe. We were having some cocktails, and he was like, "Dude, do you have any interest in going to Metallica at the Sphere?" I was like, "Well, yeah." He said, "Well, my buddy or our buddy, Kelton has."
Then he told you about
some tickets.
Kid Cudi show he's going to.
And I said, "Well, Kelton, I don't think he's going to ask me. I'm sure he has a bunch of other guys that would be more likely to go."
So you befriended him on Facebook?
Well, no, we were friends. We're already friends. But I was like, I'm sure he has a bunch of Metallica friends more so than me. And I didn't think he would offer them to me. And then they came to Gatlinburg a few weeks ago. And Kinder and I went and hung out with them and Joe. And I brought it up. I was like, I don't know if you're going to invite me or not. Joe mentioned it. So Joe invited me.
He invited
me.
Hey, I'm just here. I'm over here.
I'm sure that you probably have more people that you could invite. But if you happen to have free tickets, I'm willing.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, as long as they're not $700.
That's like a month ago. Well, let's not talk about price.
Hold on, brother. But,
so anyway.
Anyway, long story short, the guy said no, and then Greg bought
tickets for October. You know, I'm only going to be at the show for a couple hours or a few hours on two different nights. So we should have a meetup in Vegas.
A Halloween meetup?
Let's do it.
That would be tight.
It's mid.
That would 15th, be tight.
15th, 17th.
Metallica was the second coolest concert that I've seen. It was fucking awesome. I saw them in Seattle.
Should we play a game where we guess the
I
first
have two friends.
Concert? Creed. Creed at the Cliffs.
Fugazi.
Roger Waters, Fugazi. The Wall was my favorite.
Oh, nice.
Spoil the game.
I have two friends that are...
You both guessed.
Two friends that are hardcore. I have two friends that are hardcore Metallica fans that have seen them like 30-plus times.
Damn.
And Kelton's one of them, and then my buddy Rob. And so, like, all right. I've seen them like 5 times, maybe.
But at the Sphere, that's got to be a whole different thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just curious what it's going to be.
Yeah.
Trump's The Wall was probably
my
favorite.
I mean,
show.
Get to go to Vegas. Looks like we're going to be staying.
I heard it's pretty cool there. I heard
Flamingo
they have some
for some reason.
Flamingo? These really are free
that's
tickets.
That's where they booked theirs. So, but there's Caesars. That's a Caesars property. And our casino in our cabin town is also a Caesars property.
Oh, so you got comps, right? You got some free rooms.
Get some comps.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Sphere is a globe,
incorrect.
But the seating is just one wall, right? And then it's kind of all in front of you, all around you?
It's like a third of it, or maybe half is like stadium seating.
Okay.
And then you have this giant
and it's
open
up,
area,
left,
and then
right.
On the floor, they put a stage and stuff. Like when we were there for Wizard of Oz, that was all open because it was just a movie. But when a band plays there, you know, there's a stage set up.
Hell yeah.
And so I'm just curious. Like, I mean, you can't see the band any better. I mean, you can see them because it's stadium seating. So there's nobody in front of you. So that's nice. But they're way down there. But it's not you. It's not super
little
huge,
ants.
So. But, you know, they could have cool shit on the.
You know, I was actually.
Immersive, you know.
I was going to bring up a question.
Super immersive.
I won't say it right now, but. It had to pertain with like old albums that you go back and listen to and Load. I've gone back and listened to Load for the last like 2 weeks and it is insanely good. I know it gets a lot of, cause that's when the haircut bullshit happened, but I think Load is awesome. That's a great album.
It's not as bad as I made it out to be at the time. Cause I hated it.
Reload is not
like I was, well, yeah, none of, like anything after the Black Album, I'm just like,
which I think Load is.
My taste changed. Probably I got into heavier stuff, and their stuff's heavy, but they got weird,
like whiskey.
You know, the whole James saying, you know,
the growl,
annoying,
the growl part,
but yeah. You can't take away from what they did before that, and it was amazing music.
Yeah,
and you know. They're artists. They can make what they want. And, you know, I can listen to other stuff and still listen to the stuff I love.
For a band that's been around that long, it always evolves. It's never the same. Never. I don't think there's any other bands that are have sounded the same. It always their sound always kind of evolves.
It would be funny if Metallica went to the Sphere and they were like super cool and they're like, we're not turning on the screen. It's just going to be us.
Yeah, we're going to play
just,
down here.
They just play and just turn off the screens.
I don't know. I think they have, I don't know if they have like floor seats. Like they probably have floor seats for, so not seats, but floor, standing room only. Mm-hmm. I assume they'll have like a pit.
Yeah, there's usually a pit at all the shows.
Hell yeah. No, that'll be tight.
Pit and seats.
That'll be cool.
Do you officially, do you have an invite or do you officially have, is it official? Official? Tickets. You have the tickets?
Oh, yeah. I already paid for the tickets. Yeah. I don't have the tickets, but I already paid for them.
Oh, you paid for them? I thought they were free. So he did deny you and you had to pay for them.
Well, no, I wasn't. I was going to. It was never, here's tickets. It's, you have tickets available if you want to join us. If you heard anything about when those tickets went on sale, like people would go on and they'd be like 50,000th in the queue.
Yeah,
because exactly. It was impossible.
Instantly.
But both of my friends that are big fans and have seen them 30 times, they're in, you know, on fan clubs that get earlier access to stuff. So he got tickets to two nights and,
Are they doing a residency or is it just a few shows?
I don't know if it's considered a residency, but they are doing a bunch of shows. And I think they're going to do it again probably later. They're going to do a bunch of shows and then I think they're going to do more after that.
They always start with like a number of shows and then when they'll sell out, they release like five more and then they'll sell out, then release five more.
Keep the demand.
And they still do like Wizard of Oz during the day and then
concerts. Metallica at night. Hell yeah, brother. Double feature. Yeah.
But I'm excited. And like I said, a reason to go to Vegas, anyone?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like Vegas.
Let's go.
Enough notice.
You got 5 months.
Yeah, I'll check my schedule.
Get real busy, man.
So you guys are West Coast, so it's not that far for you guys to fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like Kyle going to New York. It's pretty close. Got him. Speaking of people down under, New York.
Yeehaw.
Oh.
Yeehaw.
New pandemic. Speaking of New York.
Hey guys, it's Canute here, and I'm back with another question. What device do you use to wake up in the morning? Alarm clock, phone.
Penis.
Maybe you've got a barking dog, annoying partner, birds. Maybe you have an internal body clock. I basically wake up with a combination of internal body clock and my phone. And do you have a favorite sort of like alarm tone?
Phone?
Anyway, over you guys.
Ooh, I got a beef with this question.
You wake up to beef.
So I have one alarm. It goes off, but like on the weekends, I do kind of have like an internal clock where it's like 6:37 and I'm pretty much up. But.
Well, that's great. Don't you go to work a lot earlier than that during the week?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So
and it's, your internal clock.
6:37 is like sleeping in, I guess you would call it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
That's a specific time to wake up, 6:37.
Yeah. Well, it's
hell yeah.
Probably because I got to take the kids to school.
It's probably at lunch from his job.
Friday, I'm the guy that takes the kids to school, so I'm usually up.
Is there another guy that does it?
Wait, I thought your kid got his license. They can't take themselves to school now.
He officially did get it. So yes, that is a new thing for sure.
Oh hell but yeah!
My beef is, and not to veer off the question real quick, but I have one alarm and I get up. My wife literally has 15 alarms and they go off every 5 minutes. And I don't understand how she does it or why she does it. But
are they separate alarms or are they snooze? Like 5 minute snoozes?
Alarm, snooze, alarm. And I can't do that. I need one alarm and I'm up.
I used to be a five alarm guy.
Can't do it.
Now I'm an internal clock guy. I don't even. If I know I need to be up, I'll be up an hour before I need to in panic that I didn't wake up in time, so I don't even need to set the alarm. It's like I need to be up at 7, I'm up at 5, I'm up at 6, probably up at 4, panicking that it's 7 and I didn't get up.
Well, my wife gets up earlier because she has
to drive
to the office, so I rarely go back to sleep after she gets up, maybe.
Which season? The one where...
But I have an internal. I have an internal clock.
You're married?
If I do go back to sleep, I usually wake up. But because all my coworkers are on Mountain Time, 2 hours, like I don't mind if I start a little later. Because I try to work Central Time, even though I'm an Eastern Time. But if I have to work Mountain Time, I could get a little extra sleep. But usually, you know, I'm waking up 7:30 if she's not there.
I do like that working from Colorado. I get an extra hour to sleep in. I'm like 9 o'clock. Oh, hell yeah, brother. James, what time do you wake up every day?
Old Fat Tank. Old Fat Tank mentioned that he just graduated out of his insomnia clinic. Key is to wake up at the same time, 7 days a week, sleep again on weekends. Jet lags you and screws you up Monday. That's true. Doesn't think I'd go out on the weekends, and that would screw me up waking up the rest of the next week. But speaking of clinics and sleeping, I got a schedule for a sleep study.
Bum, bum, bum.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. I'm going in for a sleep study. So I'll be sleeping with a mask for probably, you know.
So you got to go in, sleep in some random place, all wired up.
Yep.
Yeah, try to pretend like you're going to sleep normally.
Yeah, no shit.
I don't sleep normally anyway, so that's the issue. So.
You can't even like tug one off right before going to sleep, you know?
Spike that heart rate, brother.
I just imagine like you're in a room with like glass windows and there's just a doctor with a clipboard on the other side the whole night just staring at you.
Imagine their job. My job just to sleep. Like they do it every day, multiple times.
10:30 just watch PM, you stop breathing
12 times. Yeah. Just wake up at 4 a.m.
So I check in at 9 o'clock p.m.
Hard on you trying to hide.
I don't have to be there till 9 and then be out of there by like 5:30. The problem is it's like an hour and a half from my house. So, yeah, they have sleep or home sleep apnea test by doctors. Like, don't. He's like, I would really prefer if you do one in the lab because that will help me get insurance to pay for some of the stuff, you know, like my Zepbound and stuff. Yeah, it's not that. It's the active ingredient in Zepbound. So. All right, if you want insurance to pay for it, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
There you go. Suffer through one night.
So, excited, not. What was Knut's question? What do we use to wake up?
Internal clock for sleep and all that.
I'm an internal clock guy.
If I'm not waking up at 3 a.m.,
yeah,
it's internal 6:37.
But like when we were doing the Zoom and we were going till... super late, you know.
Yeah.
At the time, it wasn't that big a deal because
super
we were all
early
working
for some people
from home a lot. True. It was like, well, I was screwed up for like 3 days sleep wise. I had to like work it back down to the normal time.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was hanging out in bars and stuff on Fridays and whatever, it's like I'm not going to bed at a normal time. It does fuck you up for a few days, especially as you get older.
When the sun's out, you're trying to go to sleep. You're like, oh, what did I do? Can't believe I lost $1,200 yep. crypto gambling last night.
With everybody watching on Twitch.
Oh, the good old days. I had some good nights where I went to bed with lots of money in that crypto wallet. I should have saved it in Bitcoin. I could have been a millionaire.
Nice.
Anyway...
All right, I got a question, and my question is,
Question
hey, guys, I got a question for you.
kill Tony last week. One of the regular guests was Sam Talent, and I remembered Greg either saw him or is going to see him, so I was hoping he saw him, and I was going to ask him what he thought.
Yeah, it was a few weeks ago. He played the Helium Atlanta, even though it's not in Atlanta, and it's in Alpharetta, which is usually the first thing the comics comment on, is like, yeah, I came to play Atlanta, and this is not Atlanta. It's very funny, because it's like an hour outside of Atlanta. But it was very funny. One of his partners, that has been on his podcast.
Is he gay?
Friends of his were open for him. Pat. And that was, it was very funny. Kendra enjoyed it as well. She was there. He's very good. He has a novel. His second novel is coming out.
Yeah. Yep. That's what he's promoting.
Soon.
Wait.
He's one of my favorites. He's just right off the cuff. Yeah, he's super funny.
Oh, he can crowd work.
Who is this? Just, Sam?
Yeah, he's
Sam Talent.
Sam Talent.
He was a big old boy. Now he's becoming a skinny boy.
Yeah, lost a lot of weight. But he, he was a Denver comic, and he's from a small town in Colorado, grew up. And he was the reason I heard of him, because he was on Doug Stanhope's podcast. He actually went to Doug Stanhope's compound.
He looks like a Doug Stanhope kind of guy.
Doug read his book, Running the Light, which is about road comics. Or a road comic specific, a one guy. And freaking comedians love that, especially the ones that have done the horrible road comic life, like going to the shitty, weird bars and VFWs and stuff. So I heard about it because of his book. And then he's also happens to be a really good stand up. And so his second novel's coming out.
He's a real talent.
Like the next, he is. He lives in Detroit now.
One of my favorite but stupid just little jokes he does. He came out and he had a drink and he had a straw and he's fucking with it and he takes it and he flips it over and he puts it back in and he goes, oh, sorry guys, that was upside down. Just like, what the fuck? He's super funny. Well, yeah,
bit.
Cool.
That's a good bit.
No, he's very funny. And check him out. He has a special on YouTube. I forget what it's called, but
speaking of specials on YouTube,
but he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he's real skinny now. Well, not real skinny, but compared to what he was, they weighed him on a scale.
He's a very unattractive dude.
Whoa!
Shots fired.
He has an attractive wife who's a doctor, but he's very funny.
Now I gotta Google his wife.
Does everybody know who Red Band is?
Brian Redband.
Yeah. So
Joe Rogan's former protege.
Exactly. They're on Kill Tony. They were like, how much you weigh, Redband? And he was like 245. And they were like, there's no fucking way. And so they weighed Redband and he was real close to 245. And then Sam Talent got up there and he was like 260. So Sam was almost as small as Redband now, which if you know how big Sam was, he lost a shit ton of weight.
Yeah.
I do, because I've been looking at photos for the last 2 minutes.
Am I wrong, though?
His wife is a... yeah.
Yes, he's a funny-looking
fella.
He's a big
guy. I think he's normal-looking. He's no Brennan T. Tassif, though.
No, that dude's jacked. That dude's jacked, you'll see.
D1, brother, D1.
That's next week. All right, I gotta sneeze. But before that,
welcome to the movies.
Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
He's taking a break. I was gonna go right to him, but I guess I was gonna go pee.
I sort of have to be here for a segment, I guess.
You don't have to be.
We don't have to be here.
So Joe's not here this week. He's here in spirit. He's going to see Kid Cudi. Hopefully the storms allowed him to make it there without flooding. It's raining very hard here.
I saw a video of him
rain
listening to the pre-show entertainment.
Seemed to be nice, good. So he left a movie review on the Discord. So he said, "The Devil Wears Prada 2, 4 stars. Review to come later." Have you seen the original Devil Wears Prada, Scott?
You know what? Shockingly enough, I have not. but I heard it was fantastic. Have you guys seen it?
Negative.
I think I saw The Devil Wears Prada, I think, but I don't know. Saw a lot of movies, Blockbuster and such. And
how many years ago was
cable
that?
Cable over the one? Years. 30.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's old as fuck.
When was it? Devil Wears Prada. 2006, so 20 years ago.
Okay. Year after graduation, all right. Yeah. All right, so...
But anyway, I probably will not see that.
I probably will not either. That's for sure. That and... Demon K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, you gotta see that, bro. That's just
I hear is good things about it, but there's just
you would love it, man.
You know, there's movies that you hear people say, "Hey, this is gonna be great," but then you have like your niche, and my niche is like horror and a little bit of comedy, and so it's like not in my wheelhouse at all. So it doesn't.
So you don't like it, but you like some animated stuff, right?
Yeah, and gory.
You may not be into Japanimation and stuff, but yeah. There's gory in this for sure.
Honestly, I think the singing is what kills it for me. The singing.
I would have thought that too, but the songs are freaking catchy. So.
We're going up, up. Up in a moment. Up,
up. Golden, because we're golden.
All right.
I don't know the lyrics, but yeah, I do know I didn't.
Gold, it's golden. That's golden.
My niche is whore. I mean,
come on, your kids haven't seen it?
Come on, FT, give me a fucking break
First of all, did you see the original Ready or Not?
Yes, great movie.
Ready or Not.
Haven't seen the second
one. Did you see Ready or Not 2?
Have not.
Gonna find you.
Kendra and I watched Ready or Not 2 recently. It's kind of it takes place immediately after the first one. Like it just starts right after, and it's crazy. But it's actually very enjoyable. I didn't remember. Kendra had just watched the first one again, like days before, but I hadn't seen it since the first time I saw it. I think during the pandemic, maybe around that time or right after. But I enjoyed it anyway because like I didn't need to remember the first one because they kind of walk you through what happened. And it was just an enjoyable, you know, crazy just trying to kill this girl.
Yep. No, I really liked the first one. Good movie.
So they bring in, she's got a sister in this one that comes into play. But it was they did a good job. Like, I feel like they made the sequel just completely. Like, oh, well, let's do this. How do we tie it into the first one?
Mm-hmm.
And they did a good job of making it. Like, oh, this is how it works with the first one.
She was on Rick Glassman's podcast, and she talked about how they had no plans of making a second one. So they had to go back and do reshoots because they did tie it in to the first one. So they had to get the same outfits and do the shots for the second one.
Yeah, the blood
one.
On her. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because she's wearing a wedding dress and has blood all over her face. And then this one starts with in a dress with blood all over her face, which had not been filmed yet, even though it took place immediately after. So, yeah, I get to.
Is this the Devil Wears Prada?
I'm pretty sure they did reshoot the last couple seconds of it. Because I was like, there's no way that they did this exactly right.
Yeah.
So I figured it was a reshoot. They just redid the scene. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
No, so, yeah.
But I recommend it. Check it out when it comes out on however you watch one. It.
I think it just came out on Prime, actually.
James, start your TV time.
Right and after I'm that. Okay.
Take a drink, so don't bring up something I watched.
Okay, yet. Roger that. So I've been watching The Boys. I'm a huge fan of The Boys. It is in the final season. It has been...
It's the final season.
Season four was kind of lackluster. It kind of went season one and two, fantastic. Took a little dip, season three, season four. And now we're heading back up towards season five. Way different than the comics, which is probably, I don't know if they would be able to do what the comics did, because the comics were way more graphic and way more over the top, even though The Boys is, that's pretty much the entire show is just over the top stuff. But very good so far. We watched episode five tonight, which I think there's the finale is next week, and they're going to release the final episode in theater, which is crazy.
Are you going to see it in theater?
I literally looked up because they said that it's going to be in 4DX. And I was like, I don't even think we have any of those around here, which we don't. Washington does not have, or at least in my area, does
not have. You gotta drive into town. You gotta drive in the big 4DX. City, brother.
No, I even, well, yeah, you're right. It might be up in Seattle.
You gotta go find yourself a Chick-fil-A.
I was gonna ask if you guys have ever been to a 4DX movie. That's where the seats move and they spray scents.
Spray water at you?
Shit in your face, yeah.
Shit in your face? What movie are you saying? Hey,
it's the Boys, so you might get some shit in your face.
No, I regretted seeing Human Centipede in 4DX. That was the worst. They sewed you to the guy sitting next to you. It was awful. But it was a cool experience.
Yeah, and you had to
shit in your mouth.
But I was just curious.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
I've seen clips of people in the 4DX theaters, and I just could only imagine.
4DX sounds like a super like porno.
Hey, Greg, have you ever seen
I've
them?
Seen Triple X. I've heard of Triple X, but 4DX? Like, come on. 40X. That's like, what is that?
It sounds like a really strong malt liquor.
No, I have seen. I've been to a 3DX, but I've not been to a 4DX.
Yeah, the like seats like bump and jump
around.
He
went to a 3DXXX in his
sweat.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what the Wizard of Oz was at the Sphere. It was kind of, it wasn't 3D though. I mean, it wasn't, but they had the seats moved and there was wind. There was all kinds of crazy effects. I went to a Mastodon show one time that Death Clock opened for Mastodon. And, you know, Death Clock's the animated show, but they had the band playing the music.
Is this a bit where we make up death metal bands?
Mastodon played with Metallica when I saw
it. Well, that's a made up. It's a made up death metal band because it's from a cartoon. Like a
Cartoon Network.
What's the Adult Swim cartoon?
Do you guys say adult or adult?
Death Clock was the band. Both. Been through this. adult Swim.
I've never been because Greg says both every time.
Huge.
Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving? TV or TV? All of it. Yes.
My favorite thing is when you
There was something happened. They started spraying water on us, like from a, and it smelled like roses. I'm like, I don't want you spraying water on me. Thank you.
Turns out it was just the guy next to you.
But also, so The Boys been fantastic this season, and then me and Greg were going to talk about Invincible. What do you think about this season, Greg? I think it's getting better. Kind of like The Boys, it took a dip, but this season was better, I think.
Well, it's just so, like, when they, like, the, was it the season finale of the first season where they, where what's his name killed all the other guys in the
Conquest?
The heroes, and then, yeah. And it's like, oh, shit, this is crazy. And then, yeah. I mean, I liked it all along the way, but it was I really enjoyed this season as well. But it's so intense; it's like crazy shit.
That battle with Conquest was like one of the pinnacles of the entire series. So that was I was super pumped for that, and it delivered. And both fights were fantastic. It's
And what's her name? When announced what happened, like, you know, she was pregnant, and then, mm-hmm. you know, She wasn't. Yeah. I was surprised by that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, wow, they went there.
Whoopsie.
They went there.
Yeah. Like I was saying with the boys, they left. Show. They kept some stuff out of the show from the comics because the comics were a lot, raunchier. There was some other stuff that happened in Invincible also that they completely left out that were a little too raunchy for the show. But I was going to say, what do you think of the animation? Because a lot of people don't like the animation. It's pretty simple.
Well, I mean, that's what we grew up on. That's why I appreciate it, because it's kind of the animation of the cartoons that I watched as a kid. You know, it's the superheroes like the He-Man and all that stuff from the 90s, late 80s, early 90s. That's the muscly guys that just kick ass. And
well, has it been an animated show this whole time you guys have been talking about it?
Not The Boys, but Invincible is.
Well, I knew that.
That's...
Come on, brother.
But doesn't bother me. I think it's great.
So
you can do a lot more.
So, so that's what they did.
I want to know that something's animated. I don't want it to look real, because then you get the uncanny valley bullshit or whatever, where it's
so apparently they had two choices. They can go like more detailed animation, but the content wouldn't come out fast enough, so they're trying to push the content out fast enough. But also, if you watch some scenes, some like specific big scenes, there's way more visual effects in certain scenes, and then they dial it back to like the more plainer visuals. You'll notice it like on some big battles and stuff. They like amp up the animation on certain big scenes and then they pull it back to like plainer. So I was just kind of curious on your take on that.
It makes sense. I mean, like, that was like the whole thing with South Park. It's like the reason they had like cut. They used to cut, use actual paper to make it, you know, and then they went to Korea and started letting them just do it. But they could turn them over.
Finishing
they come
episode,
out with a story on Wednesday.
30 minutes before episode by goes live.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's so simple and like 2D or whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, that's fine with me. I mean, I don't need it to, it's not real. It doesn't look real, even if you try to make it look real. So why not just make it obvious it's a cartoon? Like, I watched Tom and Jerry, that it's animated animals, you know? It's like, I don't need it to look like a real cat.
It's real to me, 3D. Damn it.
Yeah.
It's just, it always bugs me when they try to make it more realistic. Just make it. The stories, it doesn't really matter what it looks like if the story's good. Because I don't watch animated stuff that much, but Invincible is just so crazy and out there. That's fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I can dig it. I can dig it.
Maybe I'll have to watch this on Prime.
Yeah, it's really good.
You should watch it from the beginning, man.
The first fucking episode, it'll hook you.
Maybe I'll watch one of my 7 flights to New York.
There you go. Perfect. All right.
But I'm finishing up Daredevil Reborn on Apple. Good show.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about the new season.
Scott, this... We were talking about maybe going to see Book of Mormon, and this is not a movie or TV, but it's in the theater, so it's play acting. But we were talking about going to see Book of Mormon in New York, you know, they have matinees. But apparently there was a fire in the theater.
What?
And they've been kicked out of the theater for 2 weeks, and it won't be back until the 17th. So we don't even have the option to go see Book of Mormon.
On Broadway
or whatever.
I was looking forward to regret getting tickets, but then enjoying the show and being excited about it. But now I can't even do that. I guess I'll have to see another Broadway show.
You know,
I heard there's one about this Alexander guy.
Book of Mormon is just fun. It's funny. That's what gets me in that one, because the songs are funny and the people are funny, and it's a funny, because what about musicals that bugs me is when they sing the dialogue, it gets annoying. And some of them do, some of them don't. Some just have songs, and then they do the dialogue.
Some of them acting. Rap the dialogue.
But some of the songs are just so Broadway-ish. It's like, I don't like this Broadway style of singing. But when it's comedy and actually good songs, like Hamilton actually has good songs, and it's more the hip-hop version. In this, and the story's good. So
I heard Brennan sings half a set. Is that true?
That would be awesome.
I was a D1 athlete. What do you mean I look like a cop? That's not true.
We put wagers on if he mentions Burn Notice, the USA Network, and Mighty Ducks. Bet he mentions Mighty Ducks. Joe knows.
You see the show already. That's cheating. You don't allowed to do that. Yeah.
Well, that's not all of it. I mean,
spoiler.
Spoiler, it's the same show you've seen.
I've seen him do one.
That would be cool if he just did a brand new
I saw him do a set in a lingerie store in Jacksonville. So
ooh, make that up
what you I heard they have some nice sets in that lingerie store. If you want to be a brother, come on. Gatsby as a family?
That's a good one, Scott.
Wait, it's the Great Gatsby?
Broadway.
He's going to see the Great Gatsby. In New York.
I avoided reading the book in school.
If you watched Miami Vice and if you watched, what's his name? Tubbs. He's from New York, he says. So, yeah, you're definitely from New York, Tubbs.
The lights will inspire you.
On Broadway. All right, where are we at? We on the disappointments?
Nope.
Oh, do we have any NFL stuff?
Scott.
What in the world?
I saw. Can you guys take guesses on what movie I saw?
In the theater or on a small screen?
Some kids' movie.
It was on a big screen.
Oh, you saw the astronaut movie, whatever the fuck it's called.
He already saw that.
See that a couple weeks ago. Look at me. Two movies
Project
in 1 year.
Hail Mary.
Who would have thought?
Hail Mary.
This is another movie that I had no idea. I just went and saw it.
Joe says Michael.
Wow.
Michael. Michael was an option. Michael was not the one I picked.
Mm-hmm. Did you go see Mortal Kombat?
Did you see early it? Screening. At the Grove is not what I saw. I did not see Mortal Kombat.
I got pumped for sheep a second. Detectives.
Sheep detectives?
See the sheep detectives?
Sheep detectives. Never heard of it.
You didn't see Hokum, did you?
Kyle mentioned he highly recommends Hokum.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Kyle says, I'm a horror fan, and this one still got me in a few places. Hokum is the movie that I saw.
You actually saw it?
It is.
I did see it. I went on Thursday night, which I guess is premiere night in LA because they release on Fridays. And then I was going to go see a movie. I was like, I'm going to the theater. I'm looking at the list of the movies. And it was Thursday. I was looking the previous couple of days and it was the same shit Michael and the fucking space one. I've seen that. I don't want to see Michael. And then I looked Thursday, I was like, oh, there's a bunch of new movies, because I guess that's what happens on Fridays. They release movies. And I saw one about...
I think you were gone for the episode when I talked about the Project Hail Mary. That's when... oh, no, you were here, because you didn't really miss. You just thought you were. Never mind. Have a nice day.
I wasn't here in spirit.
He was just quiet.
I'm sorry. So Hokum. Is Kyle correct?
Hit us with it.
Kyle is correct. Somehow, I've seen a lot of horror movies in the last like 2 years.
I like it.
A horror movie guy.
Huge. So I know nothing other than Adam Scott. Not Scott by Scott, but Adam Scott by Scott.
That's the reason I saw it. I was just searching up Scott's in the theater thing, and it came up. I was like, I have to go now. Especially when Scott's the second name. Of the thing, because it's a thing I do. Hokum. I was looking through the list. I was like reading the descriptions because I have no idea about movies. and this one struck me as one I might enjoy alone in the theater on a Thursday night at 11 p.m. And I did enjoy it.
Kyle 11 p.m.
Nice.
It was the premiere of it. And it's funny, Joe mentioned, did I see Devil Wears Prada 2? Because that was also premiering. And they had like a big like photo booth shoot, like stand in front of the Devil Wears Prada marquee. And
they what do they call like, that? The step and repeat? Step and repeat.
Yeah, they had a bunch of shit because it's L.A. and it was like the big premiere. So I almost took a photo in front of there and pretended to see that movie, and then Joe mentioned it. I was like, oh, good bit. Also, AMC.
Joe's got good bits.
People at AMC, I guess you movie people know to get there like 10 minutes after Nicole the movie Kidman. Starts. Because
15.
20. I was there 20 minutes before the movie, and I thought at least one person would be in the theater. Zero. And then it was like 10 minutes before the movie started. Zero. 5 minutes before like the start time. Zero. I was like, all right, I might be in the wrong theater because nothing's happening. I'm sitting in an empty theater.
What's funny is I used to get theaters really early because they didn't have assigned seating and I wanted the spot I wanted. Mm-hmm. But once you're able to pick your seat, there's no point.
Yeah, right.
And there's going to be eight trailers. So the feature doesn't start until 20 minutes after the start time. So it is more incentive not to show up till whenever.
That's why I was confused too, because at the seat picking, there was like an almost full theater with not many seats left.
Yeah, nothing available.
So I was like, oh, this thing's going to be packed. If I get there, 20 minutes ahead of time, there's still going to be people. Nope. Everyone showed up. Like literally at the start time or like 10-15 minutes later. It was like, oh, these people, I guess you people know how to.
Well, for that late of a show, I'm really surprised. I think people just be like, well, I got nothing better to do. Were they at the bar until that point? It's like, I don't know.
I was at the bar until that point. I was at the bar until that point. Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? My movie theater, there's a whiskey bar right next to the theater.
Well, AMC has a bar inside of it, most likely. The
McGruffin Gruff Bar at the AMC.
No, what is it? MacGuffin. MacGuffins, yeah.
Yeah, I had a beer.
The MacGuffin.
It made the
MacGuffin.
Made the movie better. Good movie. Good classic. Classic haunting horror movie. Fun. Not like overtly like scary. It's more of a fun,
creepy.
If the space movie was a horror movie, it would be like this movie. It's fun and enjoyable, but not overtly creepy.
I'm glad your movie reviews are as good as my movie reviews.
I'm awful at reviewing. That's why I don't review them. You guys like spooky stuff. It's a ghost. Yeah, Adam Scott's in it. Do I need to mention the cast like Joe does? It's got Adam Scott.
We need the director.
Yeah.
We need the cast. We need the timeline.
It's got a broad in there. He's a writer, and he goes to this old hotel where his parents had their honeymoon.
The Shining. Oh no, a little different.
I'm sure there was some homages.
Shining for a second.
That I didn't understand in the movie. That
Joe in the chat said that took place in an Irish hotel. So this was in an Irish hotel.
This is in Irish. In Ireland. This is in an Irish hotel. And he's an American writer.
Hotel.
In an Irish hotel. I'd say I enjoyed this one just as much as I did Event Horizon or whatever the movie's called.
How many Joes would you give
Project it? Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. Joes? Probably. I give it 7.9 out of 8 Joes.
Ooh, wow.
I feel like you weren't there almost when I talked perfect. To Joe about Project Hail Mary for some reason, but.
I might not have been.
I don't know.
Did I?
Because I saw it after reading the book. And
I think we reviewed it while you're still reading the book, but I don't know if I. I had to be here after you.
You guys did.
Yeah, he was there.
Well, you guys reviewed it before I read the book, but then I read the book and watched the movie. Because I remember he complained that his brother did the same thing about reading the book first.
And, yeah.
But.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, we're going to a disappointment stand, ain't it? That's my new accent.
Dun dun dun. Alright. My disappointment is
movie review.
Maddie called me the other day and she said that I just had somebody stop by the house and drop off a notice, and he said, "You have been served."
Divorce papers.
And I was like, "What? What's going on?" And we got a collections notice from a medical bill that was back in 2024. So I spent the
that was like a year ago.
2024. What year is it, Scott?
Two. 2 years.
He's making it sound like it was like 98. Way back like in 2024.
Is this when you had your third kid you didn't even know about?
Yeah, no shit. Hey-o. But anyways, digging left, right, we were like, what is going on? Call the hospital. Call insurance. We're trying to figure out what happened. Basically, we got a bill. It was a bill for like $590. We paid $300 of it. Insurance didn't touch it for some reason. So, and then after that, so we get a bill for $590 a month later.
So you paid up front, like.
So okay. A month later, we pay $300. So that's a month later. And then after that, no notices, no nothing. So we were like, well, insurance didn't touch it. So what's happening? So we figured, okay, don't know, no notices, no nothing. And then skip to now, all of a sudden we're in collections. So I call and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, well, we sent you this, no notices. Well, we tried to mail, you tried to call, blah, blah, blah. So I get a hold of my insurance and I was like, you guys didn't touch this at all. And it was a $590 bill and our deductible for the year is $250. So we overpaid for our first payment. We overpaid. So they're like, okay, what's the reason? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So they're going to rebill us now. But the problem is, collections sat on it for a year. So it's literally like ready to go to court.
Well, so, and it affects your credit. You're going to collections. That's bullshit.
Luckily, we got a hold of collections before it hit that point. But they were like, you have 60 days to get this taken care of, or else it will start affecting you.
So
you took care of it. The thing is, we already paid more than the original bill, so it should have.
Yeah, your $250 was your deductible. Yeah, exactly. You pay $300, so they owe you $50.
Exactly. So now we're in the conundrum of, okay, so we already paid more than the entire bill, so they're going to owe us money, but who's going to pay the collectors now? Is that going to fall on the summit, or are they going to be able to?
Well, you should probably be smart. I mean, you should probably pay it yourself and then get reimbursed, because you don't want to fuck up your credit, like you said.
Yeah, exactly. So I got a hold of them.
That is bullshit. But if you talk to collections, I think they'll be like, all right, let's.
I did.
We don't talk to them. Spend more time on this.
So the collections bill was it was $900. So our bill it was $591. We paid more than what we were supposed to pay. And now it's up to almost $900. And we paid $400 already. So it's just the back and forth between insurance and the hospital and just. Disappointing all around, and it's
ultimately it's not gonna hurt you, but the time you're spending, it's should probably sue them, like their charter.
Take them to smallest claims court with Scott.
Yeah, it's just not fun, but one of the stuff you got to deal with, and
you didn't do anything wrong. That's what's fucked up. It's just you have to do this when you did nothing wrong. That's annoying.
Well, he was at the hospital because he
go to collections. When you do something wrong, it's even still bad.
Right. And the fact, a month later we paid over half of the bill, and then two months later they sent us to collections, and it's like, how does that? Usually you don't pay, then you go to collections. when you pay more than the bill, then you go to collections 2 months later. It makes no sense. It was just
2 months later.
Yeah.
So it was 2026.
No, the
collection, it's funny because whoever sent it to, when they didn't get their money, when, like, if you used insurance, like, if they're smart, they go to the insurance company first. They'd be like, what's up? What's up?
Yeah, exactly.
On my sleep study, they called me and said, I don't think your insurance is kind of giving us the runaround. I don't think they're going to cover this in clinic study. They'll do the home sleep study. I was like, well, my doctor really said that I should do the and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, we'll try. I promise we are working with them. We're trying to get back to them, blah, blah, blah. And they actually, the sleep study people went back and forth with my insurance company to try to get it as an advocate for me, which I was like, oh, well, there's some good people out there.
Yeah, there you go.
And they finally agreed to it.
No, well, they make more money when you come in.
Well, we'll see in 2 years if I get a collection.
Yeah, no shit.
We didn't cover that shit, bro. You're supposed to do the in-home sleep study.
$1,400 to sleep in the room in the hospital.
Probably more than that. I don't even know.
$14,000.
Hopefully I won't find out.
There you go.
The medical butt plug alone was $3,000.
And that's just to help you sleep.
Well, I'm glad that you're getting taken care of. And it just sucks when you didn't do anything wrong and you have to deal with it.
Oh, like, yeah. Trust me. Why am I have to deal with this shit? I got another story coming up on the next segment. Ah, fuck.
Well, I have a disappointment as well. The other day we went to get our dog, Bentley. We went to get his nails trimmed at the PetSmart, and like, do you have his most recent shot, blah blah blah, and like, then we realized, oh shit, we hadn't been to the vet in a while. So we took Bentley to the vet for his annual visit and got his rabies or whatever, all his shots,
semi-annual visit,
and they did the oral exam, and he had a bunch of broken teeth and some abscesses, and he needed to get some teeth extracted. And so we scheduled it, and well, we already knew it was going to be bad. It was like, looks like there's like 17 teeth we got to extract.
Oh my, does he have any teeth left?
And Kendra's like, well, how many teeth does he have? And apparently dogs have 42 teeth. So we took Bentley in because he's been kind of really like skittish and like just stressed. And it come to find out he's got a lot of mouth pain. And I know something about that. That'll come up later in the encouragements.
Is he not
brushing? So
every morning and at night?
We give him a toothbrush every morning, bro. Every morning. Those fucking green ass bitches don't fucking work.
Those fucking green ass.
No, the thing is, when he gets like, if he's in his kennel and like, there's a loud noise and stuff, he tries to bite his way out, you know. So
oh,
it's like,
shit.
He's putting a lot of stress on those teeth. Yeah, you crack a teeth.
Yeah,
and
but so
infected.
So we took him to the on Tuesday for his oral surgery, and come to find out, he ended up having 25 teeth pulled because there were some teeth that were broken below the gum line that they didn't even see.
Wow.
So he currently has 17 teeth left. The good thing is
doggy dentures.
They're interspersed. Like they weren't like half of his mouth. They're like, they're interspersed. So he's still going to have, you know, 17 teeth that are in, you know, strategic positions. He's only lost one canine. So that's three of his four canines.
Now he's on ice cream for the rest of his life.
But it's disappointment only because he's on pain meds and he's sad and his face is swollen.
And the bill is $4,700.
And now we have this, not quite. It was a good number.
Close.
It was a good number. Not as much as my
2 years.
Not as much as my dental bill. Not as much as my dental bill. And then old Fat Tank mentions one that time he ate 100 napkins when he was staying at my sister's house. somehow got up on the table and got all the napkins off the table.
I thought you were saying Old Fat Tank ate 100.
Yeah. Back when he had teeth, luckily he can't do that anymore.
I was like, why is Old Fat Tank eating 100 napkins?
Hell yeah, brother.
I got real hungry one time, no food in the cabin.
Yeah. So apparently dogs have 42 teeth, or this, maybe just his, I don't know if all dogs, but he had 25 pulled and has 17 Ooh. Teeth left. It's pretty good. It's more than I have.
is he a happier, healthier dog now?
Well, this was just yesterday. So, he's on the drugs. He's drugged, and there's a storm tonight. So hopefully those drugs help him get through the storms we're going through right now.
Night.
But little dude. But hopefully he'll be better.
Profen.
Like he won't be as anxious because he's not going to have the mouth pain.
Is he on some Tylenol Howl?
He's on 2 pain pills and 1 antibiotic.
Jill will get it in 3 minutes when he sees it in the feed. Is he on some Barcassettes?
Well, Barcasset, good one. Good one. Well, what about our listeners? Do they have any disappointments?
Who's got the first one?
Dodge and carry. Florida.
DTR on the Discord, disappointment of the week, bad people.
Bad people. Are there any of those still left after all this time?
No.
I don't know. Be poffin. Highbrow Canute on the Discord, disappointment. Windy weather. Oh, sorry, Scotty. Windy weather just scored a goal.
Uh-oh. I know. I've got a disappointment now.
Uh-oh.
Anna just scored. Headphone Joe.
Well, they didn't do it when they had all the.
Joe, this is very. Not very considerate, Joe. Joe's disappointment is the Nuggets going out like a choking dogs. Read the room, dude, Joe.
Read
the room.
Come on.
Jeez.
It says right chalking. Chalking. It was shocking how chalking they were. It was. I tried to watch the last game. They got beat. They got their ass taken.
The dog buns are on fire.
They took that ass.
How many games did they go to?
Minnesota. Six. Ooh. And ooh. Crazy thing is, Minnesota lost their 3 best players, and yet the fucking Nuggets can still not. Yeah, they took that ass. Oh, shit. AI Ariel. Her disappointment is her hair did not make it through the concert.
Old Fat Tank
on the Twitch as well. Disappointed in my son. He's not making his appointment with my dad to visit and clean up his computer.
Better get him.
I'm not sure what to make of that. There's probably a lot of stuff on the computer.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff on my computer. Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Wrong clip.
Close. So close.
Let's get encouraged.
And go.
Stories that make us feel happy.
Greg Sloan, slowing down.
All right, we got another.
How is this an encouragement and not a disappointment, James? Go on.
Yeah, I know. Here's to
James' hard drive caught on fire. Go on, James.
Psych. All right, another awesome story. We are on fire in my life so lately. So I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. So at my work.
Short and sweet, like James and Scott.
Yeah. Wait, well, I was with you first. You had me in the beginning, brother.
All right. So my work. We were in a union.
Short and sour.
It was a shitty ass union. So we left. So we used to get shift differentials partially. So let's say if you worked 5 o'clock, so it's anytime before 6 a.m. So if you worked 5 a.m., you would get 1 hour of shift differential. Well, apparently when you're not part of the union, that's supposed to go
I think my car
away.
Has that issue.
But our payroll did not catch that. So it has nothing to do with us. But our payroll did not catch that. So for a year and a half, we have to pay that back. Because... So... And the RCW...
Wait. Hold on real quick. So, when did the union stop?
So, this is...
When you were with the union, you got the pay differential? Or when you were with the union, you did not get the differential?
When we were with the union, we were getting that shift differential. Partial shift differential. When we... When the union left us, that was supposed to go away. Our payroll did not catch that. So they continued.
So that was a year and a half ago or whatever?
That was a year and a half.
For 1 hour. So you had to pay back 1 hour for each week, which was probably was pay more, right? So you're saying you're getting paid more for that 1 hour than the other hours.
So we were overpaid for a year and a half. Yes. So according to the RCW, if they
still
couldn't.
Did you get a new union or get rid of?
We got rid of a shitty one. We are currently joining a new one, which is hopefully better. But okay, so there's an RCW that says if they do not catch it within 90 days, you are not liable whatsoever. But at the very end of that RCW, it says does not apply to state employees because it is
that's even worse.
Yeah, it's the state, it's public, it's the state.
So you fucking have been.
Money.
You've been defrauding the state, James.
You know
how many homeless people? How many kids are going?
Hey, kick
like
me
mealless.
Down.
They're
kick
starving.
Down. Hey, life is
because
been
you've been
lately.
Taking that extra hour of
not paying
time
his
and a
bills,
half
taking extra money.
Dun. So, anyways,
that is bullshit. Once again, something you didn't do that you have to pay for.
Nothing we can do about it. And the worst thing is. Some people work 2 or 3 hours, so they owe double or triple what I owe. And I owe like $600, $700. So what I've done is I've told them, do not touch my paycheck. I'll just come in and I'll work like an overtime shift, like an 8 hour shift. And then you take that money and put it towards what I owe. So my encouragement is that I only have one more shift left and that is it.
Man.
And I'm not working for free anymore. And that is why it is my encouragement. So yeah, I've got a lot of resentment built up in this heart lately.
What's fucked up is, did you know this was happening?
No, they let us know a
did
year
Did anybody
after.
Know?
No, nobody knew. Payroll, they said we need
it's
to have
It's probably
a
not worth it, but...
They I can't believe that Howie bullshit. Didn't do the math.
That's bullshit.
Howard got lucky. He switched the swing shift right as this happened. So he only owed like...
It sucks that you're liable for something you didn't knowingly do.
No like, control this over is not, nothing. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that's criminal.
I think it's
not you,
court.
Them.
If we were not state employees, we would have got out. But since we are state employees...
I would call Russell Wilson when he was the quarterback in Seattle.
Russell Wilson, attorney at law. Russell and Russell's what he named his thing.
I'd call Skittles and be like, hey.
Yeah. So at least I got
I
would have
made a TikTok.
And that's it. Actually, we do have a guy that's a photographer. He did make a TikTok about it and he got in trouble for it. So yeah.
Well, you need someone that doesn't work there anymore.
Yeah.
Make a big stink.
So yeah, it was fun. So yeah, a lot of resentment building up in this heart over here. So anyways, it's
call NPR.
Call Jess.
That's BS. Total BS.
So how many hours did you have to work extra?
Oh. So this is where it gets even better. So I owed basically 3 8-hour shifts and a half a shift, but. The first shift I worked, I did 8 hours, and she miscalculated and just gave me the overtime. So I just had to do a bonus 8 hours of no pay. So yeah, it's been fucking awesome.
Wait, did you get paid for the 8 hours
I did. But
oh my God. He's going to get another notice. So another 2 years.
I'm just waiting for it. But yeah. Work is awesome lately.
That's fucked up.
Good time.
He's just getting notices that he owes money.
Good time.
How long have you been with them?
20 years as of January.
How long you been with her?
18 and a half years under that one. 18 and a half years you were with that one union? Was it the same union for the whole time?
How long you been with her?
So we got fucked over by this union so bad, we started a pension with them, and we paid in for like 5 or 6 years, and then they brought us into a meeting and said, the people that have already retired have been withdrawing so much that by the time you guys retire, there's going to be no money left. So that was...
What's the Social Security?
Dude.
Is that legal?
That's fucked up,
dude,
no.
That union was so fucking bad.
That's
horrible. Crazy.
That's the thing is, you pay dues for this shit and you don't even know that they're working. And usually they're not working for you.
And we would get so...
Unions make sense, but they're just like everything else. They can be as corrupt as... Sucks, man.
That's what I'm saying.
One shop steward, he would be so
shitty.
But to
be a state employee, it's even worse, man.
He would be shitty.
A little mouse.
Send in another one. They were all just terrible. We were finally had enough, and we were out. Yeah, my work sucks lately.
Man. Well, as long as you can afford to come to Vegas in October,
that's
all good.
That's right. It fucking... Well, I'm working for free right now, Greg, so I don't know.
Well, we're going to pay you for this episode. Away, jeez, we're going to pay
sure
you.
I'm sure everything will be... Yeah, come on, bro.
All right, moving on.
Well, my encouragement is, we mentioned my our dog's mouth pain, and I have been, you know, suffering from some mouth pain for a while now.
Have you been chewing on the crate?
Always. I chew on
every fireworks, crate. Fireworks, start chewing on the bedpost.
After a tooth extraction a few weeks ago and a root canal yesterday, I finally mouth pain free for the first time in a long time.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I've been on over the counter pain meds for a while just because I got to sleep and it sucked. But I hadn't been able to drink because I've been on that, you know, some of the, you know, the ibuprofens and stuff. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, hold on, brother. So they
since Nashville,
say.
I hadn't really had a drink since Nashville.
Destroy your liver, brother.
They just tell you that because you feel real good.
But it did suck.
James officially has liver damage.
No, we've gone through this on the show. My liver is fucking
livers,
money.
All his livers are good, bro. All his livers are good. Mine's a little fatty, apparently.
Oh, that's how you want a fatty one. It gives it the flavor when you cook it. The fat cooks down, and then
so working on it. Working on. All right. What about our low life highlights? Joe's not here to do his
sing
because
it.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
And then I got high.
Then I got high.
Let's get it.
Living pound cake.
Highbrow canoe. Classic. Highbrow canoe on the Discord. Encouragement. Successfully hid my ninja creamy vanilla from Annabella for 24 hours. That is some...
did he get a creamy because of Joe, or...?
Well, no, we mentioned it last week. I think he said he borrowed a creamy from his friend. He's been using a borrowed, but I don't think he bought his own.
Do you think his creamy spins the opposite direction?
Probably.
I'm sure.
All right. Hepburn Joe on the Discord. Encouragement. My favorite artist still tours. I'm ready to rage, and I don't have to hear MIA's goofy ass.
He's at an Eminem show right now. Kelly Boat on Twitch. Oh, I have an encouragement. We had a great spring snowstorm that hopefully put a bit of dent in the drought in Colorado 1. Spring snowstorm is crazy.
It's crazy. They've had so little snow. You know, you've been there.
I've been there.
They got a bunch of snow.
There wasn't any snow.
AI Ariel on the Twitch. Encouragement. I'm getting a Frosty.
All right.
You think they're like in the drive through for Wendy's, or does that mean something else?
I don't want to go there.
Was that like a move?
You said that, not me. Your words, not mine.
I didn't say that.
Your words, not mine.
James said it was a sex move. That
I'm going to say
I don't know what that means.
I think they're there.
All right,
the
everybody.
You guys have a Frosty at home in the freezer. Just got a Ninja Creamy yet.
Yeah, creamy. Creamy Frosty.
They really are addicted to ice cream over there. What did we learn?
What did we learn? Oh,
we learned that part. Scott is starting to watch movies.
We learned that James owes everybody money.
Yeah.
James is paying for stuff
that's
not his fault.
You're right.
Everyone's coming knocking.
We learned James is getting fucked over in life. This is fucked.
And he just laughs it off.
Yeah, as long as I got beer, I can laugh.
When the beer stops, it's going to be a dark, dark time.
Oh,
did Greg learn anything?
I learned that...
you learned that MIA got kicked off of Cuddy's tour because she's a Republican.
I knew that. No, I heard that. I heard that because she was on another tour with somebody else. I think that also. It was on Levitard.
Tucker Carlson.
I heard so. Yes. I don't know what I learned. I learned that Scott.
I learned we could do an hour and a half show without Joe, which was crazy.
You learned that a dog has 40-some teeth or something.
Oh, yeah. 42 That's teeth. What Greg learned.
Found that out.
And that old dog that just got one of them removed.
Learned that Scott goes to movies way too early, not realizing.
Too early? There's 11 at night. Oh, you mean early.
You got to miss the pregame shit.
Well, technically, I was there at 10:30.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of A New Low. I'm El Greg. That's Headphone Joe. Not here. That's actually James. Doesn't look anything like Headphone Joe. I don't know what the difference is, but Scott by Scott.
Shit, sounds just like him, brother.
Happy Tuesday for you guys listening on iTunes.
Let's get it.
We are A New Low Pod on all social media. That was very funny. Please review our podcast on everything you use to listen to podcasts. shop.anulo.co. We got new merch coming up soon.
New merch.
Probably not.
The New York
listen
merch.
To the other shows on the Anulo network. We have Who Does a Podcast, Tears from the Press Box, and Paying Bills is Okay, which... James.
Pamela is not okay with James.
Oh, fuck.
If I left anything out, you can find everything you need to know at anulo.co. Thanks again for listening. And remember, it's a rad, rad world.
This is the time to say goodbye to all our low-life friends. We tricked you into listening, but now it has to end. See ya!
Still not lost on me that Greg has a song on the show and Joe doesn't.
All-time low. New time low. All-time low.
Night, Kelly.
Low. The lowest of lows.
Night,
a new
LFT.
Low.
Night, Joe. Night, Ariel.